Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Everyone, on this bright sunny day, sunny skies, 90 degrees, it's just a fantastic day. Okay, so it isn't. It's raining, and Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 and telling us how great it's going to be. Actually, today I'm really excited because it is Farmers Market is opening day today, starting at 9 o'clock. I was driving in. The signs are up. You know, the enthusiasm is in the air in Attleboro, and Heather's going to call in around 7:45 to tell us who is going to be there. And I'm purposely holding off breakfast today just so I can go there at 9 o'clock and have some waffles and great coffee. So anyway, and then Jim will call in at 7:35 to give us an update. But it's Father's Day weekend. Do you have any plans for your dad? Do you have any fond memories of your dad? That's what it's all about. You know, Father's Day, I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day to all the special dads out there that actively participate, guide their children, and set examples and say what they mean and mean what they say. I mean, growing up, there were five of us, five kids in the family, and my worst fear was when my mother would say, "Wait till your father comes home." It just brought sheer terror when those hours between, like, after school and you did something wrong and Dad was coming home at 5:30 or 6 o'clock to give you hell. But seriously, you know, when you're sent to your room and wait for your father to come home, there were several things that I remember fondly about my dad. But and here are some of them I'll share with you today. One is, you have to apologize. Two, don't you ever do that again. Number three, what were you thinking? Number four was, did you think I wouldn't find out? And that's a good one. What hurt the most was this as a teenager. No car for 2 weeks. Ouch. And the last one, Elaine, you're grounded. So if you have any stories you would like to share, our number here is 508-222-1320. It's been quite the week. I have to say, last week I had I really try to reach out there, go out there and do many things. People contact me on Facebook all the time about some events. But I have to say, going to Comic-Con and Foxwoods Casino last week was really, was very, very interesting. It really, really was. I was hoping to interview Ron Perlman and others, you know. And I got there and there were many wrestlers. There were cartoon characters from Batman to Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead. Everybody was walking around. I mean, I did meet some fascinating Disney and My Little Pony and other assorted comic artists. And really, I did admire all their artwork because I can't draw a straight line. And most of them will be coming to the Rhode Island Comic Con, and that's going to be coming in November. And I have to say, it really is a family event. So don't be shy about bringing family to these Comic Cons. I really thought that it would be a very intimidating experience. I really did. And I found that people were very genuine. But it's a money grab is what I came away with. For instance, I went up to see Ron Perlman, and there was a long line of people. So I had a press badge, and I went up there, and he had three people around him, like a bodyguard type person, and approached me and said, "Well, can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I was just wondering if you could ask Ron if he would have some time for me to do like a soundbite, like a 3 to 5 minute interview." So the guy looked at me, and he was so rude, and he said, "He's not talking to the press." So I said, "Okay, so what's the deal?" He said, "Well, it's $60 for an autograph, $50 for a photo, and no interviews." And I turned around and I said, "You know, no thanks. I'll see you later." So as I was walking up and down the many aisles, and I mean, there had to have been like 700, it said up to 700 or 800 sections there with many different displays, comic books for sale, those spinners and costumes, and they even had like parts of movie sets from Little Shop of Horrors, so you could actually lay in the plant and have your picture taken, but that was $5. You could have a tattoo that was $100 an hour. You could buy comic books for $75 and more. You get my feeling of what I'm talking about, right? I mean, I did have a chance to talk to somebody. This Frank Ashmore from Deep Space Five was there, and he was graciously taking, you know, talking to me, taking his time with me. There was no rush. I really felt it was a really great conversation. And I look over to my right, and there's a guy that plays, his name is Richard, but I don't know his last name. He played George's boss on Seinfeld. And this guy here was really great. We were talking more and more, and he's coming to Providence too. Comic-Con, but also, too, when I would look further down, I guess they put all the TV stars all in one row, and there's John O'Hurley. Oh, my God. And I had just met him, so I went up to him, and I said, "Hello, John." He goes, "Good morning." And I said, "I'm sure you don't remember me, but I met you at Providence Performing Arts Center." I said, "You did a sound bite." And he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Elaine." He goes, "Elaine," just like he did with the promo. It was so funny. So I was talking to him a little bit about Chicago and the play, and he's taking a hiatus right now, and he's doing the comic thing, and then he's going back to California, and he's taking some much-needed rest, but then he's working on that project with Bryan Cranston I was talking to you about in a few weeks back that he was telling me about. But he said it's still in development. They're still getting the scripts together and everything, and he's real excited about going back on television again. He didn't give me a start date, so I can't tell you that, but hopefully I have his card and everything, so maybe we can get him on and talk about that as it gets closer to his, you know, being on NBC or wherever he's going to be. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. The farmer's market is today. I am so thrilled. I am so excited. I can't wait. And like I said earlier, I am purposely not having any breakfast today because I want to go over there and have a waffle and some coffee and see Heather and everyone. And I'm bringing tickets over to Six Flags. I have $20 off admission in that. So if you're going to be over there, look at the table that the Edinburgh Farmers Market has, because I'll be giving those to Heather or Ed or whoever is over there. And so you can get out and about. I don't think the weather's going to be a washout, pardon the pun. I remain optimistic. I mean, I don't know. Hi, Mike. Good morning. You can jump online. He's smiling at me like, "What are you talking about? It's raining."
No, it's good to look at the what you're seeing and look at the optimistic. It's good faith, you know. Just yeah. Looking at the rain and saying it's going to be sunny today, and if you keep speaking it, it'll happen.
Well, I think that Mother Nature will not let us down. I think that it's just going to be overcast.
I took a shower yesterday with my clothes on.
You know, I posted on Facebook a real funny cartoon, and my Facebook friends will get a big kick out of it. I'll show you when we go to break, and it's Chris Farley in character, and it just has my emotions of when is it going to stop raining. It's just really been really amazing.
The amazing thing is I was thinking the other day, yesterday actually, as I was coming home from Providence, imagine if this was all snow, what this would have looked like.
Yes, I hear you. Oh, I do have to tell you, I have a message from Tony Jones. I actually met him.
You met Tony Jones?
I did.
The legend?
He was sitting down, and when I walked by
his
booth, he stood up. He goes, "You're Elaine." Yeah, how are you? And so we took a picture. It was on Facebook. He stood up. He's 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me to tell you hello.
Okay.
And that he seen you walk into the bus, and he yelled out your name, but you didn't hear him. So I said, "Oh, all right," because you were catching your bus.
When was this? Was this in Providence?
Yes, it was in Providence.
Oh, he was down there?
His studio is in Providence, too. The Rhode Island Free Radio is in Providence as well.
Oh, he moved his studio over there because mm-hmm. he used to be in Warwick, West Warwick. He moves around a lot.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's in a band. I met his girlfriend.
Yep.
Everybody was just really, really nice. Yeah, really, really great.
I don't know if you know this, but he used to have a show here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Back a while ago when Pete Arpin had the station, mm-hmm. he was on Saturday nights, and then he was doing the New Year's Eve countdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he does all the local. He promotes a lot of local bands and local things that are happening in the area, like local band stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy. Really great guy.
He is.
A gentle giant, I call him.
He's very tall. He's even taller than me. Like, when he came to the studio in Providence, he almost touched the ceiling. He could be a good basketball player.
Yes. Yeah, but, I mean, that camaraderie there at Comic-Con was really a lot of fun. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to going into the one in Rhode Island. I did write to the girl that provided the pass, the person that set it all up.
What was his booth about? Because does he do comic books?
No, it was just a booth of information about the radio station and just talking to the many fans that were there. I mean, he had a primo spot right up front, but they were expecting over 10,000 people to come.
Wow.
And I tell you, I got down there, and it was it wasn't too bad. I don't like a lot of crowds because then you can't move. And I got there, and I got in, and I got out in time because people and families were coming in, and it really started to get crowded. A lot of Batman. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but in L.A. they had the sky lit up on a tower, and they had the bat.
For Adam West.
Yes, in memory of Adam West, and I thought that was pretty cool. And Bruce Calver had posted that on Facebook, and I seen that, and I thought, wow, that was such a great tribute. I wish they would do that in Rhode Island and other places, every 50 state, because I really enjoyed watching the Batman movies, the Batman TV shows, and it was corny, and Adam West knew it, and then he was, you know, doing the voices and Family Guy and acted, you know, just being himself. He had six children. A really great dad, speaking of dads.
I'm wondering if the guy that played Robin on the original TV series is still alive.
He is, actually. Burt Ward was speaking. It's on YouTube. He did a nice tribute to Adam West.
He's got to be up there, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Very, very nice. Great tribute. And sorely miss Adam West, that's for sure. Well, listen, before we break, I want to give you the lottery numbers. And we come back, we'll talk a little bit about my dad. And I hope that you will call in and talk about your dad and your experiences. So good luck. Here's the lottery. Mass daily number is 0981. Rhode Island daily number is 9007. Mass cash, 3, 10, 12. 20 and 31, and Mega Millions, 18, 22, 26, 30, 44. The Mega Ball is 9, and the Mega Plier is 5. So I want to wish you all a good morning. This is Elaine the Roach with Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition will hold its annual statewide Against the Tide swim, kayak, walk, run, and/or aquathon event at Hopkinton State Park on Saturday, June 17th from 7 a.m. to noon. The event consists of competitive and recreational swims, recreational kayak, fitness walk, and USATF certified 5K and 10K runs. Participants of all ages and abilities can choose one, two, or three of these exciting activities. You can visit mbcc.org/swim for more information and to register. Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Do you have a particular story where you got in hot water with yours? Well, I'm going to tell you one about mine. Mine and my brother Bob was... All right, I got to stop. There's five of us in our family. And wow. My older sister, my brother Bob, my sister Diane, my brother Bob, then it's me, then Donna, and then Gene, my brother Eugene. So my brother Bob used to get in trouble all the time. My sister Diane never got in trouble. I don't think she ever got in trouble, is my recollection. So anyway, my dad bought this brand new car. Now, my gosh, to get a brand new car, there were five of us in the family. Five kids in the family, I should say. But he came home one day with a night. Now, this is back in the 60s, 1967 Chevy Malibu. True story. So we were taking turns driving it, but my dad would give me instructions how to. I told the story before. I can drive backwards faster than I can go forward. I can parallel park better than anybody if they have a contest. I would win because my father used to drill it in my head that you are not going to drive this car forward unless you can go backwards and parallel park. And he made me do it over and over and over again. So he bought this brand new car and he let my brother drive it and he let me drive it. He let me drive it. I picked up my girlfriend, Kathy, and we went to Burger Chef in West Warwick and came back. Well, my brother, back in the day, people used to hang out. Your parents would kick you out of the house until like supper time. And then after supper, you'd go outside until it was dark. No, there was no television watching. It was ridiculous. You made your own fun. Seriously, that's the way it was. So my brother used to hang out as a teenager with his gang, his boys. And it was my turn to have the car. So I zoomed by. And there he is with his friends on the corner. Of course, I couldn't let it go. I turned around, went by him again, tooted, waved, you know. He called me over, so I stopped. And I pulled into a side street where they were, only I didn't realize that it was on a little slope and hill. And I was in a hurry to get out because we were talking trash and everything. So I slammed the door on the car, and honest to God, it rolled down the hill. It rolled down the hill. Hit a truck that had a bumper hitch right into the grill. Boom. So we were freaking out as we're chasing after the car. And yes, it was just really a mess. It was really bad. So I was freaking out and I said to my brother, what do we do? Well, my brother's older than me, smarter than me, says to me, don't say anything to Dad. He works in Providence. You know, he'll think that somebody, you know, ruined his car there. He said, just go home and drive and don't say anything. And so I did. Huh. 2 days later, my dad calls me outside. He goes, do you know anything about this? I looked at him. I go, no. He says, well, it wasn't there, you know, when I gave you the keys to the car, right? Yeah. He said, well, I gave you 2 days to come and tell me what you did. He says, because what you don't know is that when you brought the car back, he said, I went out to check the oil and I checked the gas tank because he always gave me a credit card to say, fill up the tank, don't bring it back empty, the car empty. So he said, and that's, he says, I knew that something happened. He says, you want to tell me about it? So I had to fess up. And told him what I did. And so to, oh, yes, Mike said, did I get punished? Yes, I did. I had 2 weeks without the car and couldn't drive it. Had to wash it. Had to do extra chores to pay for it. I mean, it was just really a bad experience.
Oh, so you had to get it fixed for him.
I did. Well, he got it fixed, but then I had to pay it off, yes.
I have a similar story like that, but there was no period of time. It happened instantly. Like, my father had all Dodge products, and my first car that I had was a 1972 Dodge Dot, which was a hand-me-down from my uncle. And my father had, remember those Dodge K cars? They were ugly. They were, used to be shoe boxes on wheels. Well, my father had a brand new one, and he was parked behind me, and my car was in the front of the garage. And what my dad wanted me to do was to put my car in the garage because it was old, and he figured, well, keep it, the engine warm in the garage in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. This was a very cold night. I came home. I had a job. I think it was a fast food place, and I was tired, and I came home, turned on the car engine, went to put it what I thought was in drive, and I, you know, the stick shift was on the side of the steering column like they used to make them, and instead I put it in reverse and put my foot on the gas pedal. Boom! Went right back into his car, smashed the whole front end of his car. His car basically shattered like a model car, plastic car, into a million pieces, and it made a loud noise. And I was like, "Uh-oh!" You ever have that feeling like you know you're gonna get killed? You just know it's going to happen, but yet nothing happens. And then the things you think you're not going to get killed for, you get killed for.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that's one of them things. All of a sudden, the kitchen light comes on. I go, I better stop praying right now because I'm about ready to die. My father comes outside. What happened? And I said to myself, cry, make it, you know, so I started crying. And my father goes, look, are you all right? And I says, yeah, I'm all right. And he goes, I'd rather have this have happened your first time in the yard with my car as opposed to hitting someone else's car. He goes, so miraculously, I did not get in trouble.
That time.
And I remember taking all the pieces from his car and putting them in a big shopping bag. And next day I went to school and work and showed all my friends, look, my first accident.
That's a riot. That's really cool. That's really cool. My God. Yeah, dads have the biggest responsibility of teaching us so many things, you know. And I remember some of the things that he taught me. And he actually taught me how to swim. He actually did. My mom didn't really swim that much or that well. And my dad, he actually did show me how to swim. We used to go to a little pond near our house, and he actually did. And years later, I have to say, when I got divorced and I had my own house, there was my garage needed a new roof. And honest to God, I was never so scared in my life. Now, it's not that tall. It wasn't that tall, maybe 12 feet off the ground, but I straddled the roof as he put shingles over the garage. But I did learn how a roof was and how to lace the paper and then the shingles on top of it. He also showed me how to change oil in my car, and I mean it. There's nothing worse than getting underneath a car and having your dad show you where the oil drip pan and the gasket and all that good stuff comes in. And he kept telling me, remember that the oil is the blood of a car. Check it often. Make sure you take care of it. Get your oil changed and everything. He also showed me how to properly paint a room. Like, you know, make sure you have a lot of tape all around because I used to be so bad. I mean, seriously, folks, I've gotten better. But, I can still hear him say, don't forget to put the tape. Don't peel. Don't put it as high as you can because you don't want to paint the ceiling, because I was known to paint the ceiling. And now I know how to check my tires for air, the air pressure and everything. He taught me how to use a gas grill. And I still get a little intimidated. I have to go back to my childhood. Now, back in the day, my dad used to use cow manure for his vegetable garden. He would till it himself. He would turn it over himself and then get this cow manure. I mean, he was the organic gardener before it became popular. I mean, he was just really out there as far as like always reading up on things and new inventions and different things like that. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But honest to God, the day that they had cow manure dropped into our vegetable garden, oh, God. And then we would have to take it and put it all over his vegetable garden. Kids, me and my brothers, get out there and just rake it, that muck stuff in there. And of course, the fumes and the smells were like all over the neighborhood. It was disgusting. But he had the best tasting cucumbers and tomatoes. He had the best garden ever. He really, really did. And he enjoyed it very, very much. And then he went down to retired in Florida. He read up about hydroponics. And that's growing plants in water. And he had all these buckets. He had my mother crazy. She said he just came back from this place, University of Florida, had this master gardener seminar, whatever. And he bought all the ingredients and this stuff that you put in the water. It's for growth, but it's all organic. I don't know anything about hydroponics at all. But my dad showed us pictures of him lined his whole fence. It had to have been like 20 buckets, white buckets, filled with water, and his plants were coming out. Then the next year, it was like back to vegetable gardening on the ground. But he was really, really good about helping me and my son Christopher is the only one in my family that has a vegetable garden to this day. And wow. It's really amazing that that tradition. And I did post on Facebook my dad in his vegetable garden, and he is indeed a master gardener, or was a master gardener. So, but I did reach out to my sister and my Facebook family to find out, because he did this. It was the silliest, dumbest joke you ever heard. And throughout the years, he kept telling us year after year about this Mr. Squirrel joke. And I don't remember it. I don't remember it. I guess it just kind of like came and went. I don't know. But I reached out to my sister and I reached out to other people and asked them if they would reach out to me and tell me that joke. So maybe I'll have that for you next week. And then you just shake your head and go, oh, my God. Anyway, out and about, this show is out and about. There are a lot of activities going on. I'm not going to read a whole list of things because I think it's good to focus on Dad this weekend. I think that it's so important. I know that I can tell you this, that my sister-in-law is surprising my brother, and she's taking him to Patriot Place tomorrow. And the whole family's going up there, and they're going to have a nice lunch. And I went to Five Wits. My boss had taken us on a journey a couple of weeks ago to have lunch, go to Five Wits. And that's an escape room adventure. So she's also taking him there for a surprise. And I said, oh, my God. I said, you really enjoy, you know, the camaraderie and the teamwork and the fun of it. I said, but then afterwards, you just got to go someplace either to get ice cream or something to talk about it, because it's really quite unique, that's for sure. In Providence, there was Crave Rhode Island. They had over 50 restaurants in the downtown area. They were celebrating all these different wonderful flavors and foods of Providence. Today, Saturday, there's going to be a parade. There's a Pride Fest that's taking place all weekend. Noon to 7 p.m. at South Water Street in Providence. It's a family-friendly event. They'll feature more than 200 businesses, community organizations. There's going to be food trucks there, beer and wine. There's even going to be a kids' zone, which is really great. So you want to go down to Providence. It's an awesome thing. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Spend it with your dad. But if you want to do something a little bit different from 10 to 2, I want to say, is the Providence Flea Market. That's also on South Water Street. Go down there, check out all those goods. If you're not taking your dad out to lunch or brunch or whatever, the food trucks are going to be at the Hot Club down off of Point Street from noon to 3 p.m. as well. Head down to Newport. There's a flower show. There's a whole bunch of things. And if you really want to be adventurous, the Tall Ships are in town in Boston, so you can take a trip up there to check those out, too. So there are a lot of different things going on in that, but like I said, today I just wanted to focus on Dad and memories of Dad, my dad, your dad, and I hope that you will call on the flip side and tell us a little bit about your fondest memories, or if you ever got in trouble with your dad, what was it? So we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side, we got June Corbin with a fantastic glowing weather report. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Them June 19th at 6:30 p.m., the Attleboro Public Library will host People to People in Cuba. The event will feature two recent travelers to Cuba sharing photos and conversations with Cubans about their country and transition. The audience will hear about music, history, the revolution, art, salsa, cars, everyday living, and more. For more information and to register for the event, visit the library's website, attleborolibrary.org, and look for the event calendar.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite's 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon.
Oh my God, thank you, Mike. That's a perfect song for today, isn't it? I wonder what Jim Corbin has in store for us today. Anyway, we are reminiscing about dads and my dad, and if you have a story you'd like to share, call us at 508-222-1320. There is one event that I did want to mention to you. The Literacy Center on Monday is having a fundraising event at the Pawtucket Red Sox game. Isn't that great? So if you pay $10 to get in, half the proceeds go to the Literacy Center, which I think is just really amazing. There is a game, Pawtucket Red Sox, they're playing tonight too. And actually, my grandson is going to be playing from 5 to 7 p.m., so I think that's – I'm going to go down there to see them. But also, they were supposed to have this big thing going on at Pawtucket Red Sox games tonight, but I don't know if it's going to be cloudy. Won't be able to see any fireworks. I doubt no. But Monday, the Literacy Center is having their fundraising event, and I love the Literacy Center and always will. It's I've known the founder, Donna Morse, and served on the board for 6 years. And anyway, folks, I just wanted to wish your dads out there a very happy Father's Day and hope that whatever you do with your family, know that you are the main guy in your children's lives. And I see dads all the time, you know, like, the kids right now, and we've done a show on this, and I want to do another show, and it's like kids put in so much time watching, like, TV, movies, their iPads, and different things like that. But, you know, the parents are the responsible ones that have to limit their, techie addiction to these iPads and phones and things like that, but... I know that my son takes the kids out. He's taking them to, like, the Stony Brook. He's taking them to all these wildlife places. He's taking them to different things and showing my granddaughters the simpler things in life, you know? Like, he'd get up, like, at 4:30 and take one of my granddaughters down to, like, Horseneck Beach to see a sunrise. But there are different birds out there, like herons and different things, and I mean, what? Who does that? You know, I mean, it's like, what a great dad. You know, he's just amazing, amazing dad. And he started getting into hiking recently, and the older granddaughter wants to go with him. And he said to her last week, he says, "I'll take you, but you have to make sure that you that you walk with me." Instead of saying, "Well, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore." But anyway, whatever you do with Dad this weekend, I hope that you make it special for him, really. And a lot of times I always say this, and it's true. You know, your presence is your present. You know, be there. Even if it's a homemade card, that's fantastic. Make a homemade card that's just, that's better than any Hallmark. Anyway, speaking of a great person, Mr. Meteorologist Jim Corbin, tell us something good. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay, great. Thanks. I had a little hiccup there. Well, it's live radio, you know.
Anything can happen, right?
I always say that. How are you, James?
Oh, very good, very good. Nice discussion about Father's Day. And this is the first Father's Day probably in over 30 years that my father moved from the Cape, and my stepmother from Cape Cod since 1985 they moved. So we're going to visit him, my brother that lives up here. We'll have another brother, as I think you know, in Florida, but we're going to go over to Weymouth. They moved to Weymouth into a condo building, so we're going to be going over there. When I was a kid, and I'll get to the weather in a second, I used to get into petty trouble. I used to like to write on things like walls and with pencils and paint the street in front of our house on the curb, which would be visible from everywhere, and I'd paint all these weird things. And I used to, we had for a few years a pool, and when it got dusty, I used to take the long thing that you used to use to clean the pool with, and I used to write on the bottom of the pool, and my father would yell at me for all these various reasons, always seemingly to do with writing on things, because I could have scratched the pool itself. You know, I could have broken the liner and everything else wreck the walls and everything. So I, in terms of getting trouble with my father, I used to sometimes have to stay in after school for like a week because of what I did. So that was when I was young, really young. But somehow I grew up, I think, to write on walls less than but anyway, so yeah, Father's Day tomorrow. You know what today is? What day today is?
Yes.
In Massachusetts.
Rain Day?
No, and you just played Rainy Day Feeling again. I have some pretty good news in that regard, though.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
But no, today is Bunker Hill Day.
Bunker Hill. Oh,
June
my God.
June 17th.
Lexington, 1775,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's, I think, part of the reason why they're having that event in Boston, you know, with the chips and everything. Someone said that it might not be coincidental that the ships are coming in, I think, within the next hour and 15 minutes, Boston Harbor. But yeah, Bunker Hill Day. But yeah, tomorrow Father's Day. Now here's the good news with the forecast. And of course, in just a little over an hour, the farmer's market. It's not going to rain, it looks like, at all this morning. It looks like we're going to have kind of what you see is what you get. Just mostly cloudy, a light breeze. I think temperatures will start out in the mid 60s, say in another hour or so. Right now we're in the low 60s, and then we're going to reach about 70 by noontime, and then mid 70s this afternoon. The one noticeable thing over the next several days, you'll feel the humidity and that will mean that even though we're not going to see the 90s like we did earlier in the week, we are going to get approaching the low 80s. Not today. Today, mid-70s. Tonight, because of the high humidity, we're only going to fall to about 70. So a little warm and humid overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, clouds breaking for some sun for Father's Day. High temperatures in the low 80s. Humid. And there'll be an isolated pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but most of the day should be dry. So really, excuse me, if you can just stand a little bit of humidity, this weekend doesn't look too bad at all. We're not going to have a lot of bright, refreshing sunshine like we did a couple of days this week, but we will stay mostly on the dry side. Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, though, different story. A stronger front is going to be approaching, and that's going to kick off a little more widespread showers and thunder showers. We'll have to monitor the Monday-Tuesday time frame for possible severe weather in our area, Rhode Island, southeastern Massachusetts, and even, of course, adjacent Connecticut and places like that, for the possibility of severe weather. Now, today, that same system that will approach us mainly Monday and Tuesday is out just west of Chicago. You might see video later today of some bad weather in the Chicago area. Tomorrow it's going to be in western New York State, and then eventually getting here in some ways on Monday and Tuesday. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to get severe weather, but the window of opportunity is there Monday and Tuesday. But really, the good news today, although we don't have a lot of bright sunshine this morning and most of this today, essentially it's going to stay dry, just getting a little humid.
Well, let me ask you this. are we in the norm patterns of this? Because we're getting so much rain. I mean, for this time of year.
Spring. It has been a wet spring. It really started, and I know the exact date, because we had been fairly dry, believe it or not, this winter, even though we did have that week or two or where we had a couple of two or three snowstorms. But March 28th is when this wet pattern began. Now, that doesn't obviously hasn't rained every day since March 28th. We had a rainstorm mixed with snow on March 28th. Again, we're talking late March, so that was a few months ago. And April was wet and kind of cool on average. May was wet, kind of cool on average. And so far, the month of June has been actually, of course, we're just barely halfway into it, has been just above average by a little bit. So we've had overall a wet stretch of weather. And again, the initial wetness was mixed with snow back in late March. Since late March, so if you do the math, to April, May, it's been about 2.5 months now since we've been on the wet side. And that's why we've seen overall some good vegetation of things. I mean, the trees, the flowers are looking good overall. I'm sure you agree. We've had a lot of pollen around, some of the pine pollen from a few weeks ago around the area. But it's overall been a pretty good spring because, and of course, official start on the calendar of summer is this Wednesday at 12:24 a.m. So Wednesday is the start of summer on the calendar, but it's really summer now. It's been summer now for a couple of weeks, really. I consider summer about the first week or so of June on. But the bottom line is, the question you asked, it's been a little unusual, but it actually occurred at a good time because we were, and if you remember back to the last fall, we were talking about we're in a drought situation and even into a good portion of the winter. But in the wintertime, as I've talked about and many others have, the wintertime you don't worry as much about droughts because we're not using much water outside. We're not doing watering of filling up pools or anything like that. So it was the drought really was lingering into last fall. Then the winter covered up because we don't worry about it too much. And then coming out of late March, we've had this good stretch of rain mixed with sunshine. We've had a lot of beautiful days as well, like we did a couple of days this week. So to be honest, Elaine, the bottom line, as always, my long-winded answer is that it's actually been a good stretch of weather for the last 2 or 3 months because we needed it. We needed to get the moisture. And even though, of course, we had rain yesterday afternoon, as expected, showers overnight. By the way, the last of the rain is now just moving off of Cape Cod. And
wow.
There's a chance of an isolated shower today, but that's about it.
Right.
But the bottom line is this has been a good stretch of weather to have over the last few months because of the fact that we were in a drought almost all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, bottom line for today's weather, I know you're going to get to the break.
We do,
is,
but that's
mostly,
okay.
Mostly cloudy. humid, but little or no chance of any significant rain. Temperatures will reach the low to mid-70s this afternoon.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I'm sorry to rush you a little bit, my
friend. No, I know. You should have told me to shut up, and I
no!
would have.
No, no, never. Never,
all
never.
All right. Let's get back to out and about, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. All right, Jim, thanks
bye,
for the
bye.
Forecast. I really okay. appreciate it. Great. Okay, there goes Jim Corbin, and we do have to take a quick break, and then on the line, we do have Heather, who's going to talk to us a little bit about what's happening at the Attleboro Farmers Market. And we'll be right back after these messages.
A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound.
11th annual Butterfly 5K will be held on Sunday, August 13th at World War I Park in North Attleboro. The mission of the race is to maintain and expand Julia's Garden and Playground located at the World War I Park. Break your personal record on this net downhill USATF certified 5K course. The 5K start is at the gate of the World War I Memorial Park at 401 Elmwood Street in North Attleboro. The kids' race starts by Julia's Playground at the top of World War I Park. For more information on the race or to volunteer, visit butterfly5k.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180. Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You sit down at your table. You get your card. 25 squares hold the key. Which one will it be? I-25, O-72, or Lucky B-13? Which one will be the square that makes you jump up and shout,
Bingo!
The Attleboro Elks Lodge 1014 hosts Bingo each Sunday at 887 South Main Street. Open to the public, the kitchen opens at 5 p.m. with a variety of food available. Bingo starts at 6 p.m. Prizes are awarded and proceeds support Elks charities. For further details, you can visit AttleboroElks.org or you can call 508-222-5502. Remember, Elks care, Elks share.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Oh, you better believe I work hard for this money, that's for sure. Listen, on our line, we have one of my favorite Attleboro people. Heather is on the line to talk to us about Attleboro Farmers Market. Yay!
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Well, a little anxious, a little excited, a little ready to get this going. We've been working so hard for so many months to kind of get this going for our community, and today's the day. So it's like planning a wedding for like 5,000 people.
Can you tell us a little bit about who's going to be there today?
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to say Jim Corbin changed his weather forecast because I told him to, because it doesn't rain on farmers market. So
right.
There you have that.
That's right. I already told him that. It cannot rain.
Nope. It's fine. I actually put up a post on all of our social media today that said, hey, listen, we're hardy New Englanders. We go out to Dunkin' Donuts in a blizzard. So come on. Come on down. I also said to you last week that we would have waffles, but our Burgundian vendor had a little bit of a snafu with his permitting, so he'll be there next week. But he'll be there serving coffee, so if you want to talk to him about waffles for next week, you can come and talk to him at Borealis Coffee. So he's fantastic. Yeah, my daughter's across the kitchen going, we're having waffles at Farmer's Market. Yes. So we have about 45 vendors with us this weekend. We have a bunch of nonprofits. We have Hebron Food Pantry. So if you can come down and make a little donation to them, every dollar buys $20 worth of food at the Greater Boston Food Bank. If you haven't started your garden yet, we have Manny Mello from Mello's Farm over in Rehoboth. He has all sorts of plants, vegetable plants for you to throw into your yard if you want to start trying to grow your own tomatoes or basil or any of those kinds of things. He'll be there and helping you out with that. We have Joe Cavello from Cavello Farm. He'll be on hand with eggs and flowers and plants and lettuce and all sorts of great stuff. My friend Rosalie Semple, she made Attleboro very exclusive, because, that's awesome, Attleboro Farmers Market bag. So if you would like one of those, so you can use it every week, she has those on hand. They're really beautiful. They look like brown paper bags, but they're not. They're made out of fabric, and they're completely washable. We have bread. We have peanut butter. We have jams and jellies. We have anything you could possibly imagine. We have a new vendor called Confectionary Design from over in Rehoboth. They have gourmet donuts.
Oh, my God. Really?
I can't. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm fortunate to be able to be hanging up the phone with you and heading on down there, so I get to have the first donut today. But she has all sorts of different flavors. She'll have quiches, she has coconut granola, vegan granola, all sorts of delicious treats made right over in Rehoboth. And Marie is from England, and she has the sweetest voice, so you just want to go and talk to her anyhow. Let's see. We have Red Harvest. Lynn Porto owns Red Harvest, and she made fresh salsa from tomatoes that she canned from last season. So she has that all fresh and ready to go. She has Sunday toppings. Like, she has this salted caramel topping that I can't. I just can't. We have all sorts of, we have Langwater Farms. They're our core vendor. They'll have all sorts of, they'll have radishes and onions and all sorts of different vegetables, because they are really an unbelievable organization over in Easton, and they do a lot of Hightower gardening, or not gardening, farming, and so they'll have a whole bunch of stuff for you today. Honestly, I can't even wrap my head around all the different vendors that we'll have there today. So it's going to be a fantastic day.
Okay. Well, I do know that I am going to be there. I was going to, and I am, I'm going to postpone my breakfast. I'm going to come at 9. I'm going to buy an Attleboro Farmers Market bag. That's perfect. The first thing. And I also am going to bring you some coupons. I think it's $20 off Six Flags, I believe it is, for a family 4-pack or something like that.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I'll leave those with you for if you want to give those out to folks that come in to the
sure.
farmers
and
market
if it,
today.
If it changed, I will give you what our brand new Attleboro, our brand new farm, I love my farmers market stickers and a couple of temporary tattoos. So you can come by the management booth if you'd like to get a sticker to put on your car. We have those for you too.
All right, that sounds great. And I'll see you in a little bit starting at 9.
Sounds good. And if I may, just for a moment, we do encourage everyone to come at 9 o'clock. But we are not allowed to have anyone in the market before the opening bell. We have to give our vendors time to set up, and my insurance company is like, listen, if you have a vendor that's coming a little late and they're driving through and people are trying to pre-shop, we kind of can't do that. So just be patient. When the opening bell rings, everyone will be ready for you and can't even wait to see our community. That's the best part about Farmers Market, is when you're out there, you get to see the people you don't see all winter. And I know that I'm going to have lots of hugs and kisses today, and I can't even wait.
Oh, I know. This is going to be so awesome. Thank you for all your hard work and your committee to working, because I know it's like a year-round event, and trying to plan this and get all the vendors there, too. It's a magnificent feat that you have. Congratulations on opening day.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be able to provide this to our community. It's really what we love to do, and we're super passionate about it. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome, Heather. I'll talk to you next week, but I'll see you later.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Well, there goes Heather. Honest to God, she is so awesome. Her and her committee have put together another wonderful, fantastic season of the Attleboro Farmers Market that starts today at 9 o'clock. Remember, don't come early. You have to wait. Our number here is 508-222-1320 as we start to wrap up in just a little bit. Do you have any memories of your dad and any stories that you can share with us? I was still checking my email here for, not email, my Facebook, to see if anybody in my family could remember that silly Mr. Squirrel joke. I promise you, I'm going to tell it to you next week, and you're just going to shake your head and go, oh, my God. But every time that he would hear it, my dad would just yell and just scream with laughter. He thought it was like the best, funniest joke ever. It was just really crazy. And I am sure if you still have your dad here, and very fortunate to do that, make sure that he is remembered tomorrow. And your presence should be your present. Just make sure that you stop in and see him and give him a big hug. And because, you know, to me, dad's had all the answers, you know. I mean, my dad probably didn't, but I mean, we always looked up to him and guided us, and you know he worked very hard to support family of 5 kids, a total family of 7 of us, and I'm sure it wasn't easy. So I want to thank all the dads too, you know, for trying your best, for being your best, and guiding your children, you know, to being the best that they can be, too. So I want to wish all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day. And to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday starting at 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, starts each and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Dave Kane, Kane & Company, from 9 to noon. I want to thank Heather for jumping on and telling us all about the great stuff that's going to be happening in just about, probably about an hour and 10 minutes from now, the Attleboro Farmers Market, 9 to 1 today. I'd like to thank Jim Corbin for getting up early with us and giving us a fine weather report. Mike Catanzaro, too, on our board to keeping me on time. And not making too many mistakes. Actually, we did pretty good today. So listen, from all of us here at WARA 1320. Thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine, and I hope that you'll meet me back here next Saturday for more Out and About with Elaine. Have a great week. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my